This week, Congress is trying to complete the must-pass items before they adjourn for a Christmas break. Key among those items is finishing their work on a comprehensive tax reform bill. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the progress of the bill, how it's expected to affect agriculture, and an update on the effort to pass a disaster supplemental funding bill in the House.
The final package, which represents a compromise between the House and Senate versions, is making its way through Congress this week. The House initially voted and passed it earlier in the week and sent it to the Senate, who, because of procedural reasons, had to make a few minor modifications. It will go back to the House for a final vote, and then it's expected that later this week the President will sign that into law.
The tax measure includes important provisions that farmers and others in agriculture need to be aware of. Langley runs through a few of those for us.
The bill would double the estate tax exemption for individuals from up to approximately $11 million per person, nearly double the current level. It would also provide for full and immediate expensing up to $1 million. It maintains cash accounting. It also continues to allow interest expenses to be deducted, yet there are some limitations put on the size of businesses that could qualify for that. However, we believe most farms and a number of agribusinesses would continue to be eligible for interest expense deductions. It also lowers the corporate tax rate down to 21%, lowers all of the individual rates, with the top rate being brought down to 37%. It also includes important provisions regarding the taxation of pass-through entities and the income from those, which is important given that a number of farms are organized as such structures. And so those provisions, we believe, are going to be very workable. And also, as part of the pass-through provisions, it includes a replacement for the Section 199 domestic production deduction, which was important provision for agricultural cooperatives. And since that provision was eliminated, the bill includes a replacement to try to provide the same or equivalent benefit through the tax cut, and we believe that has been achieved in this final package. It also maintains some other important tax provisions that are helpful for agricultural entities and others that are exporting products and getting some tax benefits on those transactions. Overall, we believe from an agriculture perspective, it's a good package and something that the National Cotton Council is supporting and looks forward to its enactment.
The other major item is funding for the overall government. The current funding bill expires on December 22nd, and it looks like at this point, because there is still no overall agreement on top-line funding levels, that there will be another short-term extension, most likely through January 19th, to hopefully allow for time, when Congress returns in early January, to finalize the overall funding for the remaining fiscal year.
The other thing that's in play this week is an effort to try to pass a significant disaster supplemental funding bill. This would be the third installment of disaster support in response to the hurricanes and other natural disasters that hit a number of regions of the U.S. this fall. This installment, this supplemental, is expected to include significant agricultural assistance. The first two packages largely did not address the agricultural losses, so this one is expected to. That bill has been drafted in the House, and we expect the House to try to vote on that sometime this week, send the measure to the Senate. It's possible there will be modifications or changes made to various components, and then it may go back to the House for a final vote. But there's also the possibility that, given the short timing and the other items that must be addressed, that this disaster supplemental could be held over until sometime in January and not dealt with until then. That is still very much up in the air. A lot of uncertainty about how all of these final items will or will not come together here in this what's expected to be the final week of Congress being in session for 2017.